Task 3. You will hear a podcast about Portsmouth. For questions 19 to 30, complete the sentences with one word or short phrase from the recording. Write your answers on the answer sheet provided. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute and 30 seconds to read the options. 0 is the example.
Hi, and welcome to this episode of Tips for Travellers. And the Tips for Travellers that I have in this episode is all about Portsmouth on the south coast of the UK, which has been the home of the Royal Navy for centuries. And it's not necessarily a spot that a lot of people think about as a place to go and visit if they are visiting the UK. But it's one that if you're interested in history, or you're interested in the sea, or you're interested in the Navy, I would really, really recommend it. A place to visit, especially if you have kids, because they will absolutely love it. Let me tell you a little bit about Portsmouth if you're not familiar with it. Portsmouth is down on the sort of south coast of England. It's about an hour and a half drive at most from London, although you can get there on the train much quicker. You can basically get there by car very easily, or you can get bus tours, or you can get down there on the train. And as I mentioned, it's the real heart of the Royal Navy, and its connections with royalty and the sea goes back, you know, centuries and centuries and centuries. And the Portsmouth Historic Dockyard, you can actually go and visit, but it's still an operating base for 2/3 of the Royal Navy in the UK. So it's a very, very important dockyard, very important navy. I think there's something like about 15,000 people, 17,000 people are employed there. But at the Portsmouth Historic Dockyard, there are a number of museums, but the thing that really excites people are the battleships that are docked there. And there's 3 historical battleships that are incredibly important and, you know, very iconic and really, really fascinating. And I'm going to tell you about all 3 of them, but I'm going to spend most of my time on the one that's the most recent to be made open to the public, just in 2013, which is the Mary Rose. But let me talk about the other ships. As you come into the Portsmouth Historic Dockyard, the first ship that you can see and tour is the HMS Warrior 1860. It's a vast steel ship. It's actually a Victorian battleship, and it was the very first battleship that was powered by steam as well as by sails. The better-known ship and the one that most people would go down to the Portsmouth Historic Dockyard to view is the HMS Victory. Now, the HMS Victory was commanded by Nelson, who, of course, is commemorated with the Nelson's Column in Trafalgar Square. What's interesting about the HMS Victory is the HMS Victory is actually still in commission. It's still theoretically a live operating ship. It still has a crew, and it's the official flagship of the First Sea Lord of the Royal Navy. So now next to this, in fact, just the other side of this, it's a very beautiful building. And inside this building in the darkness is the remains of a 500-year-old ship called the Mary Rose. This was Henry VIII's flagship battleship, and it sank in a battle off the coast near Portsmouth in 1545. Also connected to the museum is an education center. Now, about 70,000 school kids and children every year come to the Portsmouth Historic Dockyard, but they then have a massive, massive, huge, big gift shop, which has kind of models and artifacts, and there's a cafeteria and so on. But it really is a quite remarkable, remarkable place. Hi, welcome to this episode of Tips for Travellers. And the Tips for Travellers that I have in this episode is all about Portsmouth on the south coast of the UK, which has been the home of the Royal Navy for centuries. And it's not necessarily a spot that a lot of people think about as a place to go and visit if they are visiting the UK. But it's one that if you're interested in history, or you're interested in the sea, or you're interested in the Navy, I would really, really recommend it. A place to visit, especially if you have kids, because they will absolutely love it. Let me tell you a little bit about Portsmouth if you're not familiar with it. Portsmouth is down on the sort of south coast of England. It's about an hour and a half's drive at most from London, although you can get there on the train much quicker. You can basically get there by car very easily, or you can get bus tours, or you can get down there on the train. And as I mentioned, it's the real heart of the Royal Navy, and its connections with royalty and the sea goes back, you know, centuries and centuries and centuries. And the Portsmouth Historic Dockyard, you can actually go and visit, but it's still an operating base for 2/3 of the Royal Navy in the UK. So it's a very, very important dockyard, very important navy. I think there's something like about 15,000 people, 17,000 people are employed there. But at the Portsmouth Historic Dockyard, there are a number of museums, but the thing that really excites people are the battleships that are docked there. And there's three historical battleships that are incredibly important and, you know, very iconic and really, really fascinating. And I'm going to tell you about all three of them, but I'm going to spend most of my time on the one that's the most recent to be made open to the public, just in 2013, which is the Mary Rose. But let me talk about the other ships. As you come into the Portsmouth Historic Dockyard, the first ship that you can see and tour is the HMS Warrior 1860. It's a vast steel ship. It's actually a Victorian battleship, and it was the very first battleship that was powered by steam as well as by sails. The better-known ship and the one that most people would go down to the Portsmouth Historic Dockyard to view is the HMS Victory. Now, the HMS Victory was commanded by Nelson, who, of course, is commemorated with the Nelson's Column in Trafalgar Square. What's interesting about the HMS Victory is the HMS Victory is actually still in commission. It's still theoretically a live operating ship. It still has a crew, and it's the official flagship of the first Sea Lord of the Royal Navy. So now next to this, in fact, just the other side of this, it's a very beautiful building. And inside this building in the darkness is the remains of a 500-year-old ship called the Mary Rose. This was Henry VIII's flagship battleship, and it sank in a battle off the coast near Portsmouth in 1545. Also connected to the museum is an education centre. Now, about 70,000 school kids and children every year come to the Portsmouth Historic Dockyard, but they then have a massive, massive, huge, big gift shop, which has kind of models and artifacts, and there's a cafeteria and so on. But it really is a quite remarkable, remarkable place.
This is the end of the listening section. Now you have 2 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet.